Okay. The amount of like overstimulation going on right now. Do I need to open this for some light? I got my camera worked on. I already recorded this episode today. So much is happening. Does this need to leave? Everything's really scaring me right now. Maybe I should open my fucking door and put you guys outside. Tom, shut up. Okay. I'm like, fuck this. Can that turn off? It's not going to. Sorry, the whole time. The reason I hate filming in my car is because, I mean, I actually enjoy it, but my camera hates my car interior. So whenever I film in my car, because this is also a video if you're listening on audio, picks up like the cream of my fucking car and doesn't like it. And so it unfocuses, makes it grainy. It makes it so weird. I had someone work on my camera. Then I got a new lens. This might look like shit. I don't care. It's a podcast. It's supposed to be audio only anyways. I'm on a horse farm. Hi, guys. Welcome back to What's That TMI, where we tell the truth, whole truth, nothing but the truth. Do I have some tea for you today? Not really. I'm literally just telling you about my life. It's been a while. It's been a really long time. It's been a month. I know you guys are like, you're a bitch. I took some time off. I took about a year off to cut you bitches some slack. No, like, actually, I'm kidding. I took some time off on accident. It wasn't even on purpose. But basically, my life recently, this is also going to be, it's going to be good, but I'm a little bit out of sorts right now. Look at my fucking arm when I do that. Ew. It's going to be a little bit out of sorts because I literally recorded this episode and it was so good, a banger. And then I went home to edit it and I started editing it and it started unfocusing and focusing and I'm just like, what the fuck? Deal with that a lot here. Also, 5 different people decided to call me. I'm still getting calls. I just had my manager call me. Overstimulated as fuck. That's not how I want to start this episode. We need good energy. Clear all of that, please. We're clearing all of that. Goodbye. Hello, everyone. Welcome to my farm. I'm just kidding. So I'm up in Georgia right now. Welcome back to What's That TMI. It's been about a month. If you're new here, my name's Sadie. I'm a YouTuber who started a podcast also 3 years ago. I've been very inconsistent with it. It's never became a professional setup. Due to my fault, I don't know. I'm not professional in any aspect of life, I don't really think. So, yeah. But I think that's what's got me this far, actually. Anyways, though, I took a month off. And I'm not going to lie. I've thought recently about discontinuing TMI and not doing What's That TMI anymore. Can't my battery die if my car door is open like this? Do I need to sit in the fucking grass? It's not going to die. Don't die, Tom. I'd be so annoyed. I've thought about discontinuing Was That TMI, not because I don't like the podcast, only due to the fact that I don't like talking about myself constantly, or at least I got to that point last winter or this past like 8 months being depresso mode. And I'm like, I don't want to talk about myself anymore. Like, my life is not that interesting and I'm not that special and I don't want to talk about my life anymore. I've had a little bit of realization coming to's recently, and I've also spoke to a lot of people, literally y'all, being like, do not stop that fucking podcast. We listen to it because you're real, and you go through times of life where you don't have friends, and then you do have friends, you have a boyfriend, and then he cheats on you, and you talk about it, and then you don't have a boyfriend, and then you love being single, and then you're dating this guy, and like, it's just relatable, your life as a teenager, don't stop talking about it. And I'm like, damn, I started this fucking podcast and it was so real and raw and just like I talked about everything. Like I just fucking put it all out there and I was like the happiest I've ever been in my life. Like I remember when I released the podcast, I like spilt so much tea. I would tell story times about my weekends out and go like into detail of everything. And that's when it was the most fun. I enjoyed it the most. And then I kind of started holding back a lot and not speaking about a lot. I got in a relationship where the guy told me to fucking stop talking about it and not talk about it. And I'm like, okay, that confused me. That mentally like put me in a weird headspace. And then now where I'm at in life, I'm like, what the fuck? Why did I stop that? And why did I stop like just saying how I feel and not giving a shit and always just speaking my truth and the truth? And I want to have guests on. A lot's happened recently. I'm back in my hometown in Georgia. I've been up here for like 3 weeks now. I haven't really been posting on socials. Snapchat, that's a different story. I post on there every day if you want to follow it. But I've kind of just like taken a huge break from everything. And it wasn't even like on purpose. I posted my 1 million documentary video. That video completely changed the aspect of my life recently. I was so honest, so vulnerable about my whole story to where I've gone to where I am today. Talked about like mental health issues and like depression and how some people are just lonely and deal with like their own battles even when they have the most perfect life laid out in front of them, because that's how I've always felt. I feel like I'm very spoiled in life. I get everything I want, and not everything I want, but like I couldn't ask for more from God. Like I literally have so much in my life that I'm grateful for, that whenever I feel lonely or sad, I feel like stupid and I shouldn't be able to feel that way. And I kind of spoke on that in my documentary, and just putting it out changed everything for me. Like putting it out and then the feedback I got from you guys. I put out my 1 million talk and it kind of like went off on TikTok of everyone talking about it. And I've never had something so vulnerable and emotional be that big. And for me, it was the best video to like get that much attention. If I could pick any video I've ever posted, I would pick that one to get more attention, or the attention it got. If you haven't watched it, I highly request you go watch it. Not even to be like, oh, it's all about me. No, I feel like that video was about just like teenagers and everyone who feels the way that I do in early 20s, and like just like being raw and relatable felt so good, and I'm so glad I did it. And everything happens for a reason. I know I preach that all the time. Like everything happens for a reason. Everything happens right when it should. God's timing's always perfect. I genuinely believe that. And you guys saw TMI, saw the most of it. Me going through a really rough patch last year. My pants are unbuttoned, by the way. Sorry, they're really tight. You guys definitely saw like me go through that rough ass patch last year and be so down bad and lost and lonely. God had that happen at the perfect time for me to then hit a million, make the video I've always wanted to make. I've always said when I hit a million, I'm going to make a video about my whole story of like my journey online and not online. And everything lined up so perfectly to where right when I hit it, I was like, oh my God, I know exactly what the message is going to be. Versus where if I hit a million a year ago, I would have posted and probably been like, life's awesome. I'm fucking like, have my dream job and I have a best friend and I party at college every weekend and it's dope. Whereas like everything just happened at the perfect timing for the right reasons. So yeah, I've been up in Georgia now. I've been around friends that are like so awesome. The biggest thing I prayed for this past winter and this past 8 months is just like, God, please bring me the right people in my life. Like please put people who I genuinely care about, genuinely like love. I fucking lost a lot last year. I lost like a lot. I lost my best friend, was in a relationship that was awful and toxic and so terrible, so emotionally draining. I went through so much in that relationship, and I'm actually going to speak about it later because I see so many girls go through exactly what I was going through, and it takes a lot of fucking balls to get up and finally cut it and be like, no, I'm done. I'm fucking out and leave, especially when that person is your only person, you feel like your only friend. Manipulation's so fucking real, and I've learned that recently, and I've learned to like know your worth, whatever. Just went through so much with that, got out of that relationship. I'm going to talk about it later. And then I also felt like I had a ton of fucking friends that were not really friends. It was more just people I would surround myself with to have people around. And they always say like your old life or your new life's gonna cost you your old life. And I've watched that happen this past year. So just like so much has happened recently, so much has changed, and I can say I'm the happiest I've been in so long. And I'm not just saying that to like fake it. Like I'm so fucking happy, and I feel back to like 2020 Sadie, when I was very just carefree, happy spirits. It might have a little something to do with the grass being beautiful and green and the sun out and the blue skies, but I think it also just has to do with I've gotten so much love in my life this past 3 weeks when I've been in Georgia. I was sick one full week. I rotted at my friend Balin's house. Balin Levine, I'm sure you guys know who that is. We dated back in the day, quote unquote. We always knew that it was just like a friendship, but it was kind of like the fans loved the dating stuff, and we did kind of like think, oh, maybe this could be like a romantic thing. Quickly realized, no, we're just friends. And I've been staying with him up here. I've been staying with my childhood friends. I've seen my neighbors that I grew up with when I've been up in Georgia. And just like, I'm reminded of how much love has been right in front of me for so long. And I always was like chasing elsewhere for it. And it's just, yeah, I'm just so happy and blessed. But I was at Balen's for a week and I was sick while I was up here. I have a shitty ass immune system. So when I go out to bars, especially after being living in Florida for so long around no one, I went out to bars 2 weekends in a row and literally got knocked on my ass with the sickness. Got a steroid shot, went and got an IV. Nothing was really helping. Finally felt better. Went out that next weekend because it was the weekend again. And I was like, okay, might as well go out. I'm not sick anymore. Went out and I woke up the next day at 5 a.m. after going out. And I was like making jokes. Like, I think someone roofied my drink last night with antidepressants because I was the happiest bitch in that bar. Like, happiest fucking person. Then we got back to that. I thought a car just wrecked. Then we got back to the house. I went to bed. I wake up at 5 a.m. It's Sunday. It's sunny. I'm so happy. I'm like beaming of happiness at 5 fucking a.m. hungover. And I'm like, I genuinely felt like I was like having a like. Can I say like more? Holy shit. That's my New Year's resolution. Stop saying that. It's literally May 1st. What am I talking about? It's my May resolution. I was thinking to myself, laying on the air mattress, hungover, this is God. When I was in high school, when I was down bad and I was depressed, God did get me through that. Like, I know when I was at my lowest points and points of being like, I don't want to be here anymore. I don't want to be alive anymore. I would lay down and I'd be like, God, please help me. Like, help me out of this, whatever. And that's how I felt this past winter. Like, I would lay down on my bathroom floor and I was just like so lost and so lonely. And it's so hard when you're deep in it to get out of it. Like, I look at it now and I'm like, why didn't I just like realize it was going to be okay? And it's because you don't know. You don't know. But when you trust God and you have faith, you eventually get through it and you look back and you're like, damn, it was all going to be okay. And wherever you are in life, just please know it's all going to be okay. But obviously it's been a month from TMI. So we need some tea. It's not even really tea. It's more of me just speaking on what I didn't for so long because I was scared. And now I'm like, why was I scared? Like, we live on a floating rock and I'm sorry. What are they gonna do about it? I posted a TikTok yesterday and it was one of those things where it's like the two pictures of a slide. The first picture was me leaving won't kill you. And it was a recent picture of me where I'm super happy and I look super happy. And then the next picture is me when I was in a relationship that was awful. And it was like my breaking point of the relationship. And I was like, but staying will. So it's like leaving won't kill you, but staying in it will. And a lot of comments were like, wait, what? Like, what? And my friends were like, you should talk about this because it's so relatable. You've kind of been on your whole mental, emotional journey right now, and you've like voiced that on the internet, and I think that was a huge part of your life and girls' lives. And I was like, you know what, I'm finally like ready to speak about it, and I'm finally, I think, in a good headspace to talk about it. It's like doesn't need to be this traumatic. It's really not. But I think relationships when you're young and they're not good and they're bad, I think a lot of people stay in them for a really long time, and it's like sad because it's almost like you're wasting your years away. And so, yeah, I kind of just want to speak about that type of stuff. Being single recently, I'm so happy and I'm so single. Like, I'm literally so fucking single, not talking to any guys. I mean, like, yes, here and there, but there's like no one I like. Like, I'm not crushing on anyone, I'm not seeing anyone. I know I hard launched my boyfriend the other day on Instagram. That was fake. It's literally my friend that I've known for years. I just like messing around with that and joking with that stuff because I think it's funny. But I was going through my Snapchat memories the other day and I found a video of me in high school when I was with this boy and we were like seeing each other or whatever. And I didn't even really fucking like him. So I don't know why I cared so much about this, but we were at my house one time and I think I was like saying something about my boobs because I used to have huge boobs, or I'm sorry, I think he was saying something about my boobs. I used to have fucking double D's, y'all. Like, when I hit puberty, my boobs were huge. And I was speaking about my tits, or we were, and he would always talk about like bodies and body type and girls and his perfect body for a girl. And I remember I like said to him, and I videoed it on my fucking phone, smart ass, like what? And I was like, if I could have the most perfect body, like who would it be? And he's like, probably, and he names this girl at our school. And I remember I was like, oh. And I was like, okay. And never had I ever dealt with like body image stuff. Yes, I used to want to look like Alexis Ren so bad and do all of her ab and butt workouts, but like I never was mentally not okay with that shit. And I was like, oh, okay. He was like, no, like you have a good body, but like she just has like the best body in the world. I was like, oh. I got a personal trainer the next day. I literally developed an eating disorder from that. And I know people can be like, you're soft. I was soft back then. Like now someone could say that to me and I'd be like, I literally could give a flying fuck what you want my body to look like. Go get a job. But back then I was like, what? So I got a personal trainer. I was working out all the time. Constantly like, yeah, I worked out today. Like, is my butt getting better, bigger? Do I look like I have more muscle? He actually made a comment to one of my friends too one time about her fucking body. And I remember she was like, what? Like, who the fuck is this boy, by the way? Like, where is he now? Who fucking knows? Stupid. But cut to the fucking core. And I remember like just constantly thinking about it, constantly being upset about that, constantly feeling insecure around him after that. And then there was a lake day going on. I remember I was like, fuck, I'm gonna have to be in a bathing suit, but like, whatever. I go on the lake day, right? There is a guy 50 million times hotter, older, better than the guy I like liked at the time, who had a crush on me, who's on this boat with me and is like, you have the best fucking body ever. Like, just, you have the best body ever. I remember he like threw me in the water and he was like, you're so light. And he wasn't even trying to like gas me up. Like, he genuinely was just like, a hot guy that was into me. And I'm like, oh my God, we're like drinking on the boat, like being low-key, like raunchy as fuck. Like, I don't give a fuck what anyone's thinking. I'm like, this guy's hyping me up. I don't give a shit if I'm shaking ass and my cellulite's in his face. Having so much fun. And then I remember we got home that day and I think I was like texting the boy I liked and I like went for a run hammered. Like, I literally got back from the lake and we had all been like drinking or whatever. I had gotten home, didn't drive, don't do that, but like I had gotten home, someone was sober that was driving us all. I got home, went inside, changed into workout clothes and went for a run because I was like, fuck, like I was just drinking on the boat and like I'm gonna get like fat now. What the fuck? Then this guy wound up fucking like cheating on me and like lying to me about stuff. That killed me after too. I was like, damn, like is it because her body was better? Fucked me up, like fucked little me, little brain that's not even 18 yet, that fucked me up. And so that 1,000,000% was like a huge roll into me having like my eating disorder I had. And I'm not trying to blame other people, like I don't think you should always blame other things. Maybe I would have gotten one without ever knowing that guy, but I'm like, being single, I don't think about like any of that shit. I'm not thinking about like, what is this guy thinking of me at the bar? I don't give a flying fuck what you think about me. I think it's taken me a lot to truly get that way. I think I've always kind of acted like I felt that way. And I go through stages, but truly, I don't think I'll ever be back at trying to impress a guy. I don't give a flying fuck. And I don't know, just like seeing that video in my memories reminded me like, damn, girls do deal with that shit. And let me tell you, that boy is nowhere near worth your fucking time. Nowhere near worth. Anyways, though, let's get into relationship stuff, real relationship stuff, because I'm very single, but I know a lot of TMI girls, we get DMs on the daily about relationship things, write-ins on the daily about relationship things, and it's kind of sad, honestly. I think it's a normal thing, you know, relationships when you're young, yeah, they're gonna be like rocky and weird. You're probably not marrying that person unless you are. There is so many people in like toxic, shitty relationships that just stay in them because they're like, oh, like if I leave, I'm gonna be bored. If I leave, I'm gonna be alone, and I don't want to be alone. And that's almost like what that TikTok made me realize. I got some texts from like some girls who I know in relationships that seem super happy, and they were like, this is me right now and I don't know how to leave. And I'm like, okay, I'm fucking talking about it on TMI. I don't give a shit. So I was in a relationship. It's funny because people who like saw the relationship were like, you seemed so happy. Like, you seemed so happy. And I'm like, yeah, like I did. And it actually, that makes me even more scared for like how many people are in relationships that aren't happy, but put on a brave face like they are. This relationship I'm going to speak about was so toxic. It's genuinely fucking hilarious to me how much I put up with and for how long I put up with it and how stupid it was, like how actually childish and fucking stupid it was. And I never spoke on it because I didn't want to be childish. I didn't want to even give energy to it. I also was so brain fucked by the whole thing. It really did like traumatize me. I can't even lie. And I'm speaking on it now due to the fact that I'm like, this wasn't just like a like crazy experience I had that no one else has. I think it's very, very common. And I want to help those that don't have the balls to leave. I hope you listen to this today and look in the mirror later and go, I'm fucking done with this shit. And like, know your worth. Because I sure as hell didn't for way too long. And I have no regrets. I definitely learned a lot from this relationship. But oh, how much time and energy was wasted. So this relationship started off immediately red flag. I was kind of lonely. And I also went in, like, I was way more immature then, I want to say, versus now. So I'm not going to say I was perfect in this relationship either. But this is just my young toxic relationship experience. I went into this relationship wanting to help this person. Immediately fucking stupid. Never get into a relationship trying to help someone. Be their friend first and try and help them. And then see their actions and you'll realize you don't want to date them. I started seeing this person. Grew to actually like them a lot. Like I did. I was being played like a fiddle. Because I think, like, one thing I will say about myself, I have a very big heart. Like, I really do. Like, you can do me wrong and it's okay. Like, I'm like, it's fine. I'm trying to get into mindset now of like, I now have boundaries for people that I know maybe are your friends, but not really your friends type thing. I don't like cutting people out. I don't like burning bridges. I just like to say now I have a fucking boundary lined up for people who I know lie, maybe don't have your back, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. You're going to find a lot of those people in life. And so it's like to cut off every single person, you'll find yourself having maybe like not a lot of people around. I like diversity of people, different people. Excuse me, I have mucus coming up. I don't know. I have a big heart. And so the reason I say I got played like a fiddle is because when I met this person that I started dating, they pitched it to me of like, I'm very unhappy with life right now. Guys, it's so funny. It's so hurtfully funny. So we're going to call him Burke. I was in a relationship once with a guy named Burke. And from the jump, lie. But I did not know there was lies. This was not even about like female issues throughout the relationship, which I think is like would have been easier for me to deal with. This relationship started out with lies, not about like he would be out at the bar and lie to me and tell me he wasn't at the bar. No. Like full on lying about his entire fucking life story is a lie. Like, literally from the jump, I'm getting lied to about his life. And this was all found out like 5 months after we broke up about like everything was a lie. You know, I meet this kid, very charming, was he kind of like, okay, I like this. It's mysterious. He's getting deep. Like, he has like issues he's telling me about and he's sad. It's so crazy. Saying things to me about, they had a job similar to me. So they're like in the industry, right? And they're like, how big are you cool with me getting? Because this is like what's set up. And are you going to be fine with like paparazzi and shit? I can't make this shit up, guys. I can't make this shit up. From the jump, like 3 weeks in, are you going to be okay with like paparazzi and shit soon? And I'm like, what? But I literally believed it. Like, I'm getting played like a fiddle, y'all. And, you know, it's that charm. Like, do I want paparazzi every time we go out? No, you guys know me. Like, I don't even fucking like that shit. I don't give a fuck. And, but I'm like, wait, but I really love this person. And, like, they're telling me that, like, they're unhappy. And, like, what's going on? Just, like, and I'm such a fucking person where I'm like, God put me in this position for a reason. And I truly think he did. But back then, I thought it was for the reason of, like, I need to be a helping hand for this person. Where it's like, no, I think God was just straight up teaching me a lesson. Or maybe he was sitting up there like, what are you doing? But this person was charming and I had fun with them and I enjoyed their presence. Like I said, I also was in like a lonely period of my life, but just things like that, like randomly, like, are you okay with like paparazzi? And like, it's going to be like, and I'm like, what? Like, what's happening? Like, what's going on? Am I dating fucking Drake? Like, I'm confused. And they also had like a lot of older people around them working for them. So I'm also kind of like, okay, like, this is just like a very interesting world I'm stepping into, but whatever. I date this person for a little while and the emotional breakdowns are on a different level. It's not even like Sadie Crowell level. It's actually worse than Sadie Crowell breakdowns, like major breakdowns. I'm traveling all over to see this person and from the jump, they're telling me like they're miserable, they hate their job, but they can't leave. They're like locked in and like they're so sad. And I, not only me, my friends as well are like, oh my God, like we feel so bad for him. Like this sucks. So like I said, from the jump of the relationship, I'm being played like a fiddle and lied to. Why? I don't know. Like I don't, like I would have liked him without all of that. So I'm confused, but just fully like get into a relationship where I feel like I'm this person's only support system and rock and they're making me to believe that. And so after about, I want to say 5 months, not even like four, no, 2 months of us dating, I finally, like a few months into this relationship with Burke, I'm like, okay, this is like insane. I don't need to be in this relationship. He couldn't make any decisions for himself in his life. It was all work related. And there was this like plan. I thought I was saving this fucker from like the dark industry world. Okay, yeah, I need to definitely break this off immediately. And even my fucking family wasn't on it. Like, I remember I was going to my parents and I was like, I don't know what to do. I feel so bad. And they're like, oh, Sadie, I don't know if you can really help much. That sounds like he needs to go talk to someone else in his life that can help him. So I break up with him, right? Well, you know, it's immediately the manipulation key that they play. That, what? Like, what are you talking about? No, like, it's not that bad. Stay with me. Making more and more excuses. I'm getting told more and more lies about their life and, like, being made to feel bad. And so I stay. I stayed. And like 4 months in or something, I don't know, I tried to break it off. And it's kind of like, okay, I'm going to stay because I feel bad and I do really love this person. And once again, I'm lonely. And so I'm like, all right, it's okay. It'll be worked through. Then the toxicness just comes to a whole nother level. There's so many more issues. Me, I don't have a ton of girlfriends more in my life now, but then I didn't have any. And, you know, like festival season, I go to a lot of festivals. A lot of my friends who I was hanging out with a lot of the time were guys. And these festivals, they would pay us to go. So they would say, hey, here's your thing. We're going to pay you. You're going to come. Here's your place to stay. Whatever. That's like what I do. That's fun. That's fun for me. And I would go to these festivals and I'd get calls. I'm having a panic attack. I'm going to break up with you. Like so much manipulation to me where I'm stressed and I'm like, okay, it's going to be okay. We're going to work this out. Then I'm freaking out because I'm like, oh no, this needs to end, but I don't know how to end it because this person's unstable. And you know, just like that the whole time I was in this relationship, I was not even thinking about my own feelings and thoughts. It was fully the other person's like feelings and putting them on some pedestal for whatever the fuck reason. I take a picture with a guy who was a fan and it would be like, what the fuck is this? Like, why are you all up on him? Like, were you talking to them all night? Like so much going through my phone and I would see it. I went through this person's phone in this relationship once. And after I did it, I was like, that was the stupidest thing I've ever done. Like, why am I going through this person's phone? Why am I with someone that I even feel the urge to go through his phone at some point? Also, I had a gut feeling the whole relationship that wound up being true. But that's even besides the fucking point. It was just so manipulative, so toxic. I was lost. I was not myself. I completely lost myself. I remember I was with my brother's friends who I'd kind of grown up with, and my brother was having like a little party because he was celebrating something in his life. And I left early because Burke was blowing me up saying like, what are you doing? Who are you with? Where are you sleeping? Blah, blah, blah. Freaking out, whatever. Just like typical nowadays relationships because of fucking phones and shit. And my brother's friend the next morning was like, why do you keep walking away and getting on your phone? And I'm like, oh, like I keep getting calls from him and like I need to answer. And he's like, that ain't good. And he was like, I don't know, you just don't seem like yourself. Like that just doesn't really sound too good. And he's like, you're out with your brother and his friends, like we're all like brothers to you, what's the big deal? And that's how it should be. And you will find someone eventually who's not going to be a spaz and who's going to know how to control their emotions. And maybe like I look at it and I'm like, Burke can go do his thing. Like maybe I was probably way too much for him, and that's okay. Like that's fine. Don't date a girl if you can't fucking handle them having a life. Sorry. But I was made to think that I was the big issue and I had all these issues and my life was fucked up and my personality was too big and too out there, and I couldn't smile and laugh with someone of the opposite sex because I was flirting with them. And just like it dimmed me so down. Like it really did. I was so dim and not me. For what? Like for what? To be in a relationship where I'm not even fucking happy versus now where I'm like so single and could give a fuck. And I'm like, I'm so much happier. For what? Like, but the thing is, I was scared to leave. I tried it once. I got the balls to do it once. And then it was kind of like, I got tricked back into staying. And then the balls to leave, people always say that. I listen to these boys talk to their girlfriends and I would never get treated like that. Why don't they leave? Because you're manipulated. You're literally emotionally manipulated into not me voicing anything that was wrong, me saying, hey, this happened. Then they break down and flip it on you. And then I wind up saying sorry. Oh, a bee's coming in to join. It is so insane what a toxic relationship can do to you and your brain and the way your outlook on life. Like my perspective on life, on YouTube, on my career, I kind of felt like my career was over when I was with this person because they kind of made me feel that way. Like I remember I had said to them one time, I was like, do you think I'm talented? That's so sad. I would never ask a guy that now. But I was like, do you think I'm like talented? And they were like, why? Is it because like you see me doing stuff and then it like makes you feel like you're not? What? Like, and I'm genuinely like sitting there like a little sad puppy and I'm like, I don't know. That's so sad. Like what? First of all, you don't need to be in a relationship to be complete at all. You don't need a guy to, I mean, I love when people say like, oh, they were my other half or they made my life better or whatever. That's perfect. But you don't need a guy to tell you you look pretty or you're talented or you're a good person or you have a good heart or you're good at this or you're good at that. You don't need a guy to tell you that. You should look in the mirror and tell yourself that. You should know that God loves you the way you are. God thinks you're talented. God made you a talented human being. He made you a sweet person, a nice person, good person, whatever you want to say. I was dimmed so much that my confidence was at an all-time low. And it took me like months of healing out of the relationship and talking to a lot of people. And it took a lot for me to like finally realize that was because they felt that way. I was with someone who was insecure, who was not happy in their own world, who was jealous of me 1,000,000%. And I will say that with a big fucking chest, I don't care, was jealous of me, my friends. Everyone has said it to me after. They're like, that's what it was. They were fucking jealous. And yet I literally had a guy call me not too long ago, and he was just talking about this, and I'm not even very close with him, but he goes, it shocked me to watch him get in your head, that guy you dated that one time. And he goes, because that one time, I'm so funny, like trying to be nonchalant. He was like, because like, I've always known you as like, you're Sadie and you're strong and like, you're fine. And like, no one would be able to like talk to you that way or do that to you. And he was like, it fucking shocked me that you were so, and I'm like, yeah, that was straight manipulation, like straight up manipulation. I was literally from day dock, from the day we took off on the sailing boat of the journey of that relationship, lied to, made to believe certain things, like played like a fucking fiddle. And I'm not embarrassed to say it at all. I'm not, because so were my friends, so were my family. I just know this is probably so relatable to so many girls, and it makes me angry. My family was even like, felt bad, and were like, okay, like, I guess how can we help? Like, I'm not kidding. This person would come to my house and speak to my mother and be like, you know, I feel like no one in my own life cares about me and blah, blah, blah. And I'm sitting there like, Mom, like, yes, like, give him advice. Like, how can we help him? Like, fuck, I don't know what to do anymore. I can't have this all on my own plate. It was all bullshit. It was all fucking bullshit. This person knew how to play me. They literally took advantage of the fact that, oh, nice, sweet girl, who if I say this or if I shed some tears in the corner, she's gonna feel fucking bad and forgive me or accept my behavior of a 12-year-old. Just like so much stupid fucking shit. The lies were out of this god dog world, y'all. Like, when I say out of this world, this person told me they grew up in the streets. Tana Mojo made a TikTok the other day too about it, and she was like, remember when he bought you flowers? And it was like, no, but remember when he pretended that his whole family died and it wasn't true? Like, I'm not kidding, the lies were to that extent extreme. And like, constantly, like, I was made to believe that this person's life was going to change tomorrow and like everything was going to be so insane and like maybe I was going to be left in the dust because they were going to be like so famous or something. Like, it was just so weird. And I'm so I genuinely am so shocked that I believed all of it. Like, even coming out of the relationship, talking to people and being like, this is what's going to happen and blah, blah, blah. And they're like, Sadie, what? Like, where the fuck have you been the past 8 months and why are you brainwashed? Like, I genuinely was. I know to like a lot of people are probably in toxic relationships with different issues with girls or things like that, where it's not to this extent of weirdness. I just want to be a sign to you guys of like, you can leave. You can leave and you should, because it's going to be so much better. And I knew the whole time, I did. I would make podcast episodes of like, okay, like I'm in a really happy relationship, but if you're not, here's what you should do. I go back and I listen to those episodes and I'm like, I'm literally talking to myself. I'm talking about my own life in the moment. And it's just so like, so funny. But I do want to be a sign to y'all of like, leave. You can leave and you should, because it gets so much better. My life now, like, it's not even that dramatic. It's funny to think about. It's an immature relationship that hopefully I'll have a daughter one day and she'll be upset over a boy and I can go, let me tell you about this story when I dated this kid and blah, blah, blah. And she's probably going to be like, the fuck, Mom? Like, that's just, you're an idiot. But it's not worth your youth. Like, I think about it and I'm like, if I had stayed in that shit for like 3 more years, or like, let's just say I never finally was like, all right, I'm fucking done, because I was done 80 million times the whole relationship. And then finally, towards the end, I literally was with all my friends. Thank God for the support of my friends. They were like, okay, Sadie, this is fucking ridiculous. You're breaking up with him. We're not giving you an option. Like, they were like, if you stay with him, that's on you. But like, we are not listening to you talk about this anymore. We're not listening to him anymore. This is fucking bullshit. It's weird and it's stupid. Like, he's lying. Like, my friends definitely helped me realize, like, okay, I am strong enough to leave and it's going to be okay. And I was so lonely. And the one thing I will say about a toxic relationship, sorry, is the breakup is probably going to be toxic as well. This person did not give me space, did not let me leave. They'd be blocked. Guess what? I'm getting a call off a toll-free number. That one's blocked. New one's coming along. Oh, they can't reach me through there. They're going to go on social media and talk about, if you got a toxic ex, blah, blah, blah. Clearly trying to fucking get at me. And it would. It would, because I went through like 9 months of toxicness and manipulation to where I'm like, oh my God, like, here it goes. Stupid. Why did I care so much? I shouldn't have, and I fucking could give a fuck now. And it seems like I do. And I think I care for old Sadie because I'm like, I feel bad for you, girl. But now I would never. Like, it's literally funny to think about all of it. And it's even funnier, the sequence of events that have happened after. But, I mean, I still spoke with them after the breakup for a while. That hurt my healing a lot. And it was because anytime I'd go out, they'd be freaking out because they knew, like, she's going to go out and see what normal life is like and realize, oh, why was I staying around with this kid for so long? Anytime I would go out, they'd freak out. But then I'd, like, be like, okay, like, let's meet up. And they'd be like, oh, I can't. What? Still, the game playing. What? And I would be like, guys, like, am I going to get back with him? I thought I was going to marry this person, y'all. I genuinely thought I was going to marry this person. And honestly, I have nothing against them. They can go do whatever the hell they want. I do not care. I really don't. I wish them the best. I have came at peace with myself where I'm like, I hope that they find their own happiness and whatever that may be. Have at it. If you're happy, cool. I'm not going to hold a grudge and be like, you did me so dirty. I mean, obviously, if I saw this person in person, I probably would be like, but no, I'm trying to just like be kind. And I'm like, you know what? Yeah, it was annoying. It was fucked up. But like, it's okay. Like, you obviously have your own shit you need to figure out. So go do that. It's fine. And I don't want anyone like being like, fuck Burke. Burke. But it's just something where us girls that deal with this, it's so not fair to us. And I don't know what makes these fucking little boys want to do it. I will say that. They are their boys because men don't act like that. I don't know what makes them want to like pick a female that's like just a loving person and wants to be kind to do that. But I've seen it time and time again with girls, with you guys, with my friends. I watch my friends go through it now. And I, you know, I think everyone has to have everything on their own timing. I'm not someone who's going to be like, break up with them right now, blah, blah, blah. I think everything has to pan out and you have to kind of go through the motions yourself. But it does break my heart for girls that are going through it. Maybe guys too. Maybe the girls have acted this way. Obviously, I'm straight. Honestly, though, I saw the hottest fucking lesbian at the bar the other night, and I literally told her, I was like, I'd be bi for you. Like, you're fucking so hot. She was so sexy. That's besides the point, sorry. But but maybe it happens with, like, guys, too. Actually, I can't imagine being lesbian and dealing with girls. But guys are bad, too. This is why you just need to find your own happiness. And that's what I've done recently is, yes, I speak to boys. Yes, I talk to guys. But I'm not like, I want a boyfriend. I'm back in Sadie Crowell mindset of like, I'm 20 years old. I don't want a boyfriend. Because that shit was some BS. Honestly, I think God was like, I'm going to give her like the worst relationship. I know it can be a lot worse than that. But like a really shitty one. Sorry, God. Sorry. I know. I spoke with your name in a sentence and also cussed. A really bad one to go through. So then she can stay single for a like while longer and preach to those who feel like they need a relationship to feel complete or who want to stay in the toxic relationship because they don't know what else to do to not do that. So yeah, that is my spiel there. I finally left. I really, really took some time to heal and I'm finally back. And I'm just at so much peace and ease with everything and life. And I feel like I'm really back in the mindset of like, I only need myself to be happy. And I'm filling my life up with, I mean, God is, honestly. He is filling my life up with so many loving, caring, awesome relationships. And I'm so grateful. But it did like cost my new life, costed my old life. Like I had to shut every single door and finally, like, really nip every little thing in the butt of, like, this is not fulfilling. Why am I still doing this? Why am I still hanging out with these people? It's not fulfilling. These people do not care about me whatsoever. To kind of nip all that in the butt, close the door, and throw the key away, whatever the hell the saying is. My 1 million video, I think, also kind of motivated me to talk about this because I got so emotional and so raw, and I really saw it have a huge impact on so many people, and I'm so grateful for that because I think that's, we need more raw and like realness out there, and that's what I always want this to be. That's why it was that TMI. And so, yeah, that's just kind of what I wanted to speak about today. I know I haven't been here for a while, but we're about to be a lot more consistent just because I've had my month. I think I needed off and I'm back. But yeah, get out of that shit. Even if it's like a job you're scared to leave or whatever it might be, sometimes the grass is a lot greener, is what I will say. I know people will say the grass ain't always greener, like whatever. I agree, but when you're miserable, there's a way out and you'll find it and you'll get there one day and you'll be so glad you left and you got out. So that's my episode for today. My camera's gonna die, so I want to say goodbye to you guys, but hello, hi, you guys came right on time. Hi, do you guys want to do my outro? If you guys are listening on audio too, beautiful horses just walked up. They're always together. We love you guys so much. And we love What's That TMI, where we tell the truth, whole truth, nothing but the truth. Thanks for always listening in. And have a great week, weekend, whatever it may be. Love you. Bye.